Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Are you moving down there?
No comment.
Can't say as I blame you, my man.
Let me tell you something. Florida, they always get refugees. You know, in the 70s, it was the Cubans coming over. Well, guess what? Now they got the New York, New Jersey, Michigan refugees just washing up on shore going, Anthony, look, they got pizza and everything. They're open. They're standing next to each other. They're not wearing masks. Anthony, we're free. It's amazing.
Well, you sound like you're in a great mood and very happy to be here. This is good.
I love the governor. I love this governor. I can listen to him all day. I want to hang out with him. I just want 2 nights with him. That's all. I want 2 hours with this guy. Boy, let's FaceTime that thing. The guy's an animal. I love him.
So you guys would bond.
Yes. I love it. And he shut down. First of all, you shut down. Look what happened. You blew it. You're out of business. People pressed. They're drinking. We're open. Bite it.
Dude, I tell you something.
I love this guy.
This is a far cry from those quiet videos outside your front door. Whispering a little bit because you know you don't want to piss anybody off, and you're just sitting there talking about do what makes you happy. Now all of a sudden you're like shot out of a cannon.
Yeah, it feels good.
Good for you. A little vitamin D hitting your face, and you're a new man.
Little vitamin D, and I'm ready to go. And I'm just, you know, what it is. It's like everyone down here just get it. They get it. You know, you go up north, you go into other places. They don't realize they're being held captive. They have zero. Well, no, the science says. And I'm telling you right now to all your listeners and anyone that continues to go, oh, let's get a medical thing from Jim Brewer. Turn around and bite yourself right in the rear end. I don't care about you. To me, you're dumb as a rock. You have zero common sense, and you're heading off the cliff. We'll see you when you land on the rocks.
Oh, boy. Jim, have you been like this the whole time?
Like the numbers. Shut up. The numbers.
You know, you're not speaking very inclusive, James.
About what?
You just told half the audience to jump off a cliff.
No, I did not. See, that's the news spinning. See, you just picked that edited portion and you ran with it. See, later someone's going to, Jim Brewer says, jump off a cliff if you believe in the science 1,000%. Or at least the people that say they're scientists. That's what I like.
But have you been like this the whole time, Jim? Or were you in the beginning, you were okay, and now you've just had enough?
No. No,
I didn't listen. Yes, we all know people getting something. We also all know that not everybody, there's no reason to be shutting the world down. And I'll fight that with anyone, tooth and nail. If you're scared to death, stay home and don't go out. If you're scared to death, continue to ride alone in your car with a mask. If you're scared to death, wear your mask when you're walking on a beach with no one around you because you think the beach wind air is going to get you. If that's where your head's at, I feel terrible for you that you're that scared. However, the rest of us need to live. Case closed. It's that simple. It's really that simple. I don't know what else to tell anyone.
The tour you're calling it is the Freedom of Laughter tour. Love it.
Although that's going to change. Like that.
I do love it.
Why don't you like it?
No, I like it.
Okay.
You know, here's what happened. I want to work. So I said, just start booking me in comedy clubs. And they were like, you know, that's a lot of work. Do you remember doing those days? I said, yeah, let's just, all right, we need a name. You always need a name. So like, all right, freedom to laugh. So that's how it came, although I do like it. And I like doing the clubs. There are certain things I forgot about. Like they force you to drink at a club where my audience, mm-hmm. they have a cocktail. They go out. They're peeking at 6 o'clock. They're peeking.
Right.
And they're checking in with the babysitter. And then they sit in the theater and they laugh. Here, it's like, you need to drink no matter what. And I get loud. Once in a while, I get people not realizing they're talking loud because they haven't been out the entire year. So now they're out and they're just talking loud. And I got to go, hey, Charlie Brown. You're right. Right. We'll take it easy. Go outside and we'll catch up later. You start to annoy people. I'm trying to help you.
Are you doing, is it 100% capacity? Is that how your dates are basically going, or how does it go? Do they allow 100%?
They don't. Here, I will tell you, I was at a venue. I won't say when. The way it goes is I believe they're about half. It depends on the state. Florida, I'll tell you why. I think Florida is 100% because if they're not, if you have any fear of COVID, I was in Naples, that people are on each other's laps. They're on each other's laps. I'm not even kidding you. There is no escaping. There is people would show up like, oh my God, I don't know. And, you know, I had it. I had the COVID, or at least.
You did?
I did. Me, my wife, my daughter.
When? Back in the beginning?
No, I had it December.
Oh,
yeah, right around December. And here's what was interesting. So my doctor is an infectious disease specialist.
Oh, that's the right guy.
Doctor. Correct. So I know I got it because I'm the one that got my wife sick and my daughter sick, right? It started with like a nasal congestion, and it feels like a nasal infection, a very mild one for me.
Right.
And my daughter goes to school and she gets tested and immediately they're like, your daughter's positive and you need to do the real test. Let's get back to what I just said. The real test.
Right.
So she takes the real test and it's positive. I take a test, you know, quick up the nose. The doctor said, I can't accept that. So my question to you is, all the scientists who believe the numbers, how many people take that test and it doesn't count?
What do you mean?
How many people are playing that number?
I don't know.
What do you mean, the Q-tip test up the nose?
Yeah, Q-tip up the nose. So if it's positive, and now you're in the state, now that counts as, oh, you got COVID.
Right.
Oh, but it doesn't count. What do you mean it doesn't count? You counted it. So you can politicize it or do whatever you're going to do with it. Let's not kid ourselves. So I called the doctor because, no, I can't take that test. I said, Doc, I'm a week into this. My daughter's 100% because you got to go and get the real. I guess, all right, let me ask you this. What do I take in the meantime to get rid of this? Vitamin D and vitamin C. Hand of God, that's what he told me. I went, so you're telling me, you're shutting down the world for some, you tell me to get vitamin D and vitamin C for? And they're shoving vaccines down your throat so you think you can live life better? Hello, McFly.
Did you just do a
future reference? Does anyone have common sense? Well, you know, some people are dying. No kidding. There's people dying walking out of a tavern right now because they don't realize they got high blood pressure and all this. It's just, I'm done. I'm really enjoying where I'm at right now. I'm crushing with the shows. And everyone's got the same mentality. And if they don't, We still have a big laugh at the ghosts.
I was going to say, do you have people walking out? Do you have people not ready for what you're doing? Good. Because you're only doing, you're only doing a small portion of the show on this stuff.
Extremely. It's
right.
In and out, we're done. And I just talk about common sense. If you think this is that dangerous, I'm on an airplane. You want to wear a mask? You're on an airplane. I've got a guy who's 3+ bills coughing up a lung next to me the air above me going. You're in a tube for 3 to 6 hours. Are you really that stupid that you think? I mean, this is whatever, man. I ain't going to. I know people are heads are exploding. They're going to. I don't care. To all you whose brain is exploding right now, it's not my fault. You got to deal with it. You deal with it the way you deal with it. I've seen this a million miles away. You keep living the way you do, and I'll live the way I do. It's very simple. So,
but everybody's good now? Your wife is good? Because she's, you know.
She's good. Now, I will say this. She couldn't smell or taste.
Right.
And it is going. She lasted. My daughter got better immediately. And then finally, I had to go on the black market. A friend through a friend. I said, can you just get something to just get rid of this? He gave me some antibiotics, and really? They were gone in two days. It was gone.
Wow.
Completely gone. Yeah. But my own infectious doctor wouldn't give it to me unless I had the official test. So you had me and my wife testing positive, goes into the system, but it doesn't count. Come on, man.
Yeah. You want to talk about that? How about the Mets? You going to spring training games?
How about your Mets?
No, I ain't going to spring training games. Port St. Lucie. You know, after 2015, my emotional drive, now I get it. I put so much emotion and passion every year, but now I go, okay. I'm at that point, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy them for what they are. I'm excited about some of the players. You know, one guy falls out of a car and chips his tooth. He's out for the season. And there goes that. Oh, you know, another guy impregnates someone and he's up on parole now. Another guy, you just don't know what's going to happen. Yeah, you know what's going to happen.
Is this new owner? Did the new owner bring you into the fold like the old guys did? Are they?
Oh no, I like this guy.
I know, but is he bringing you in? Have you met him? Is he like inviting you to stuff?
No. But
why not?
I don't know. Why don't you call him? Let's call him.
That ain't right.
He's going. What do you go right to the A-list guys? Like, I don't know. I don't know. He probably doesn't even. I'm sure he's somewhat aware, but he may not even have a clue. And who cares? I don't know.
Start doing some videos again. Watch how quick you're in the owner's box.
Tell you what, if I go there and I got to wear a mask, I'm not going.
Our boy Jim Brewer, Freedom of Laughter Tour, two shows tomorrow night, 7:45 and 10:15. Same Saturday night, 7:00 and 9:45. Sunday, one show, 7:00. Get all your tickets and information, improvtampa.com. Jim Brewer, thank you for your time.
Enjoy
Florida. I love hearing how happy you are. That's awesome.
It's amazing. Florida makes you happy, baby. Freedom is here. God bless America. Have a good one, boy.
I say by the end of 2021, you have a new address.
I would bet a lot of money on that.
The way he's talking, it feels like at the end of June.
Right.
You know what? You might want to bet a lot of money on that, too.
All right, bro. We'll talk to you soon.
Good luck, Jim.
Good luck this weekend.
Bye.
Jim Brewer, everybody. Freedom of Laughter Tour this weekend, Tampa Improv. Thanks to Jim for being on.
Monica, you okay?
Yeah.
How was that? That was like a hurricane coming through. Yeah. All right, well, Roger, JP, it's 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio.
Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, I'm actually, I figured out your whole situation. I figured it out instantly.
What?
You gave me a little project, and it was the smartest thing you could have possibly have done.
Yeah, no doubt. If you don't think that crossed my mind.
I figured it out, and I'm grateful.
All right, coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll get to the top 10 list right around 1:35. You guys guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize. 2 o'clock, Drew Garabo Live. Be right back.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.